Welcome to Reclamation Nation. My name is Ryan. I'm a certified personal trainer and orthopedic exercise specialist here in the Orlando area. And this is a podcast I've been wanting to do since I met Jen. Jen, say hello.
Hello, Jen. Oh, hold on. That's me.
Wait,
hi, everyone.
There we go. We'll figure this out as we go along. This is something that I think is going to really help some people. We know that we're coming into the new year. We know that a lot of people are setting resolutions. And one of the problems I've seen in training over the years is that people don't have a clear understanding of what their bodies are capable of, what they can achieve, or even how to necessarily achieve it. And they rely on a lot of information that's out there that's not necessarily accurate. So on my part, I'm going to be talking in the next year on the Reclamation Nation about more the physical aspect, some of the mental aspect that goes along with training, but mostly the physical aspect of the training. And Jen, what would you like to talk about?
Well, being as how I'm a pharmacist, I've been a pharmacist for over 8 years now, practicing in different realms, retail, mail order, call center. You know, I've worked in different environments, Ryan, and I'm very interested in helping people kind of tackle burnout. Because I've been there, I get it. Work is tough, life is tough. You've got kids, you've got family, you've got your nutrition, you've got travel. So many factors that play into real life. And let's face it, adulting is hard, right?
Adulting is a tough thing, yeah. If I'd known this is what I was looking forward to, I might not have looked forward to it as much. There are interesting aspects of what you do. Now, you went through, kind of tell us what you went through, obviously pharmacy school. Where'd you go to school?
Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And what are you doing now, and how did you get into what you're doing now?
Well, aside from my full-time job as being pharmacy manager of a retail store, I am also now, a functional medicine specialist and health and wellness coach. You're welcome.
So the functional medicine aspect of it I find really interesting because that deals a lot with the interior of the human body. It deals a lot with like the gut biome and things like that, how your body processes the nutrients that it takes in. On my end of it, I can tell people to eat, you know, a general nutritional palette of, you know, like you say, eat the rainbow and all of that stuff. But if your body isn't processing nutrients properly, then what you eat is not being used properly. And what are some things that you can help people with from your end, getting them to understand what's going on in the human body?
Right. So functional medicine is ultimately assessing the root cause of your illness. So, you know, typical scenario here would be you're not feeling well, you've got this chronic pain or this weird rash or just headaches nonstop, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. You go to your doctor, you get your diagnosis, you get your prescription, and you move on with life, right? But you still feel like crap. So my biggest goal with functional medicine is to help you kind of understand what the root cause is. What is it that's causing those symptoms, and how can we treat it, reverse it, correct it, live with it, whatever the case may be. Obviously, I'm not here to treat from a pharmacist's perspective. I won't be practicing in a pharmacy setting, but I want my clients to understand where physical, mental, and emotional stress all kind of tie in together and bring about those physical manifestations of illness. And we can assess gut health, we can assess nutrition, malabsorption, you name it. I mean, there's specialty labs for my more chronic cases, for people who have literally tried everything, seen specialists, been on a plethora of medications, and either are not feeling better or are feeling worse, and they want to know why. So doing those functional medicine labs, we can really fine tune and know exactly what's going on and start healing from the inside out.
That is a wonderful thing, because like I said, I've had clients who have done everything that they were supposed to do or thought they were supposed to do, still don't see the results. And so now maybe we can, it's been interesting watching you take this journey, because I'm learning a lot from what you're learning, if that makes sense, in the way that I hear you talk about what it is you do. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of an interesting thing. And then I'll go research that on my end. My health coaching is more behavioral. It has a lot more to do with behaviors, not necessarily nutrition. Your health coaching has a lot to do with that, but it also has to do with the physiology of the human body and how it operates, whereas you know, obviously my strengths lie in the physical training part of it. I, from my side, I think that this is a great opportunity for people to educate themselves about how to live a healthy, productive lifestyle. Obviously, we want people, you mentioned awareness a lot.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about how we can bring awareness to people.
So that's really what I'm advocating for. I mean, in all my years of working in pharmacy, I've actually been in pharmacy since 2007. I've seen people come in with their prescriptions and then just very adherently take their medication and refill every 30 days or 90 days. And mm-hmm. that was it. They were on that vicious cycle. And not once did they ask questions. They didn't engage. They just followed protocol. And I think that's important. You know, like I've seen it in my own practice and my patients. I've seen it even with myself and my family. I'm not feeling well. I go get my medication and I follow whatever the doctor says. Not once did I really stop to think like, what can I be doing differently for myself? Or what should my patients be doing differently? And it's one of those things where allopathic medicine, that traditional Western medicine that we are all familiar with in right. the United States, you know, we follow what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
No one's really stopping and asking questions. Doctors tell you, okay, you're diabetic now. Here's this medication. We need you to take it. It's going to control your blood sugar. You need to go home, exercise, change your diet. But what does that mean?
Right.
There's no extra instruction. There's no guidance. There's really nothing. The patient is not an advocate for themselves. They're not asking questions. They're not engaging. And there's supposed to be the pharmacist, doctor, patient triad where we're all engaged as teammates. You know, the whole purpose of this is to give people knowledge and awareness, things that you didn't even know to ask or think about. It's really, this podcast is food for thought. And that's my main goal, is to at least get people thinking and engaging in their own wellness.
And I see that a lot, you know, obviously with the orthopedic exercise, I see that, you know, people get cleared from therapy after an injury or surgery or something, and they get cleared from that and they're told, okay, you're cleared from therapy, just be careful and now just go live your life. And I think you probably see that a lot of times with medications where people are given a medication and say, okay, now here, just go live your life with this medication. But they may not even know what questions they're supposed to ask. And hopefully through this podcast, between the two of us, we can maybe educate enough that people will understand doctors do not need to be put on pedestals anymore. And I've said this on my blog. I've said this pretty much everywhere to everybody I've talked to about it. Physicians have their place. And I am thankful that there are people out there who are doing that. And the allopathic medicine has its place. But it should not be the end-all be-all, and we need to start taking part in our own care. As you alluded to, or said very clearly, this is my body. This is my health. And once I walk out of that doctor's office, he's going to see, you know, 20 or 30 more patients. This is on me. This is really on me, and it's on you. And hopefully through this, we can kind of educate people as to what kinds of questions they maybe should ask. And you know, over the course of the coming year, and we're going to be dropping a lot more episodes of this, hopefully. And this is just kind of a teaser episode to kind of tell people what we're doing next year. What other goals do you have for this? Anything?
That's my biggest goal. It's to bring awareness and empower people to take action and be proactive. You mentioned a moment ago people having questions or really not knowing what to ask. And part of it is, you know, you're on a time constraint when you go to the doctor's office, or at least you feel like you are. I'm here to tell you that there is no set time frame.
Right.
You're in your doctor's office. You're at your appointment. That's your time. They're working for you. So my biggest piece of advice is, if you don't know what to ask, just ask why. If he wants to put you through a therapy or a treatment or a procedure, ask why. And that's going to just keep leading into more questions. And things are going to come up, and you can ask yourself at home, why is my health frail? Why am I not feeling better? Why is this happening to me? And really dig deep when you're asking those questions. You know, like if you have the same genetic makeup as your relatives and you are seeing that some of your family members are ill, but some of them are not, ask yourself why. What is their lifestyle like that made them sick, or, you know, vice versa. What is this person in my family doing, or what are my friends doing where they're living this fruitful life and I feel like I'm tired all the time? You know, like, ask yourself what's going on in your environment and your personal life and really dig deep. You know, like, there, you have the power to make changes in your lifestyle, in your environment, in your friend circle, you know, all those factors that add to your life, add good, add bad, you have control to make some of those changes. It's just a matter of really digging deep and assessing how they're impacting your day to day.
And you have to really know what you want. A lot of people, I've mentioned this before, and we were talking about, aside from just being the 3-year-old in the office and continually asking why, every time you get an answer, ask why again. On top of that, you have to know what it is you want to do. I think a lot of people, and I recently put on Facebook that one of the biggest problems people have is that they think they have time. It's like, okay, well, I'll worry about that when I'm 70, or I'll worry about that when I'm 80, or when I'm 50. Listen, this is not just for someone who is already sick. The goal of the podcast is to get people to start asking questions now, regardless of the age, regardless of their condition, and really exploring other avenues besides allopathic medicine, besides Western, traditional Western medicine, and maintaining health, maintaining, you know, a less stressful life. I can't really say stress-free, because I don't know that anybody could maintain a stress-free life. But maybe somebody, nobody I've ever met could do that. But really managing the stress. I don't like the phrase dealing with it, but I do like the phrase managing and understanding it, and understanding the human body and the physiology and the composition and the things that go on in the body, but also the mental side. You mentioned lifestyle a few times, and lifestyle has got to be by far the biggest indicator of whether a person is going to be healthy long-term or not. And the nice thing about health coaching is that regardless of your background getting into it, if you can get people to understand their lifestyle is impacting their health, then I think you can really get some talking points. You can get some people to open up, and that's really what we want. We want health advocacy, at least I do. Health advocacy, I've preached it for years. Don't just get healthy for yourself, get healthy for other people, and then become a leader for others to see that, you know, I did this, you can do it too. Hopefully, through this podcast, between the two of us, we can maybe reach some people who thought maybe they didn't have any other options, thought maybe they didn't have any other choices.
And that's the thing. I really just, I don't want this necessarily to be a healthcare bashing session. That's at all what this is
not
about. It's really just encouraging people to really get close to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary place. I've been there. I've been close to myself. Ooh. But it's been an incredible journey. You know, I can say that I've had my dark days, and my brightest days are current, and I know that there's more to come, and I feel so good that I want people to know what I know. This is the point of the podcast, is to reach as many people as we can, because I feel like just knowing that there are other options out there. I mean, I've throughout my career worked with diabetics, chronic pain patients, you know, just the frail, the elderly, sick children,
mm-hmm.
weird skin rashes, you name it, you know, and I've helped people get better. Not as much as I would like to, but the goal is to reach as many people as possible with this functional medicine business and my health coaching and mindfulness coaching. There's something out there for everyone, and that's really the main goal, is to just give little tidbits of information, get people thinking, get people talking, and maybe create a movement.
Hopefully. Yeah. I would love to see health advocates out there, you know, talking to their own family without the stigma of, oh, it's that person. You know, we see that. We saw that a lot when I was vegan. I saw that a lot. Oh, you know, they're talking about being vegan. Oh, they're talking about being carnivore. They're talking about this. We just want to talk about health and the understanding that you are in control of your health, believe it or not, and hopefully educate you on some of the ways that you can work with the other partners in your healthcare, whether it's us or it's your physician, your chiropractor, or whoever it is, and really be a partner in your own health rather than just relying on other people to tell you what to do and then taking their word, you know, at face value. So you have, through functional medicine, you have your own website. Why don't you go ahead and plug all of that?
Yes, I can be reached at drjenniferfernandez.com. I can also be found on Instagram at Dr. Jenny Marie or on Facebook at Your Holistic Wellness LLC. All of my contact info is there. You can click on the links and book a free 15-minute consult. I would love to get to know you and see how we can better help each other. You know, I would love to help you grow. And Ryan?
So we're going to be blasting this. I'm on Tacletics. Tacletics pretty much, or Train Tacletics on Instagram. I am tacletics.net is my website. We are going to be posting this, and we're going to be posting in the coming year as we do more episodes. You're up for more episodes, right?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to start another one right after this.
Oh, awesome. I wasn't aware of that, but we'll get set up. So we're gonna be blasting this on our Facebook and social media everywhere. So anything you want to end with?
Cheers to 2022, you guys.
Here
sounds,
it comes.
Sounds cliche, but it really is gonna be a great year. Stick with us and you'll see.
Listen, after the last two, it can't be any worse, right? All right. Till next time, we're out.
Bye.